They are standing just behind the entrance gate. Five Africans, wrapped up in winter coats, their faces almost covered by their hoods. A young man walks up to them, and a small sachet quickly changes hands. Welcome to Görlitzer Park, one of Berlin's most notorious spots for drug dealing. Transactions like this are so common and so open that many locals now avoid the park. Many of the dealers are migrants who have turned to the drugs trade to make some easy money.
Dana, lies mal den zweiten Satz bitte aus der Frage.
Okay, Sie selbst spielen in der Deutschen Bundesliga.
But some have decided to try and break with the illegal and seedy activities of Görlitzer Park. Like these five former dealers. They are sitting behind a shaky wooden desk at a former office nearby. One of them wants to be called Anthony. He's too ashamed to give his real name.
I'm from Gambia. I'm living in Berlin at this moment.
Anthony is 25, a slim young guy wearing white jeans and a blue sweater. He doesn't want to say why he left Gambia, but he headed to Europe. After arriving in Italy, he was granted asylum there. But it wasn't a good experience.
First time I'm in Italy, so I have difficulty in Italy. I don't have house, the food is problem, I sleep in the street, and I have difficulty experience in Italy. So that's why I said I have to live in Italy, because I don't have any future here.
So Anthony decided to try his luck in Germany. But things did not get better. There's a simple rule in the European Union. An asylum seeker can only work in the country where he first registers. As a result, Anthony wasn't able to get a work permit when he arrived in Berlin. But he needed money. So in the end, he joined the dealers in Görlitzer Park. Anthony says he had little choice.
I tell me, I do something is not my intent. Because I don't have any job. And then I have to eat. So, and then I have to buy clothes. So that's why I'm standing here. So don't think I'm standing here like I'm a criminal or no, I'm not a criminal. For my, I want to get something to survive.
Yeah.
Then Anthony's luck changed. He met Annika Varadinek and her mother Brigitta, who run a cafe nearby. And he's now one of five former drug dealers taking part in a type of internship that the two women have organized. Annika is a petite blonde, 29 years old, with a friendly smile and bright blue eyes. Unlike many other locals, she's not afraid of chatting with the drug dealers in Görlitzer Park.
Also am Anfang war es natürlich so, dass wir auch oft angesprochen wurden und dass die Jungs versucht haben, Kontakt zu uns herzustellen.
It was a bit tiring in the beginning, when you're walking through the park and 20 different guys approach you. But with time I realized that these guys are just looking for someone to talk to, because they're standing in the park the whole day. They're bored, they have no money. They're just looking for a way to survive in Germany.
Annika and her mother decided to try something to give the guys, as she fondly calls them, a better perspective than selling drugs. Many people in the neighborhood were calling for more police and more arrests to clean up the park. But Annika wasn't convinced this would solve the problem.
In der Görlitzer Park, da sind zwar Leute, die noch da stehen, dann kommt die Polizei und die verschwinden.
When the police come, the dealers in the park vanish like pigeons. Moments later, they're back. There's no going home for these guys. They're either in prison or selling drugs in the park. They have no other choice.
So she and her mother started organizing courses for some of the dealers, teaching the illiterate ones how to read and write or learning German. Other volunteers help out, and lawyers offer their services to see if they can help the illegal migrants with their status here. And five former dealers, like Anthony, are interning at Annika's cafe. Another one of them is Thomas. It's also not his real name. Today, Thomas is cutting apples, nuts and celery to prepare a Waldorf salad.
I learned many things from this man and Annika. And how to make coffee. Now I can make cappuccino and cafe espresso and other things. And tea and chocolate ice and so. And if you go to the cash, how to pay. So they are teaching us, you know, leading, but, you know. Yeah, and that's, you know, I'm very happy for this.
Thomas is one of about 50 former dealers who are benefiting from the project. But many of them face an uncertain future. They do not have the necessary permission to stay in Germany permanently. Even so, To the drug dealers who are still in Görlitzer Park, Anthony and Thomas are the lucky ones. Sometimes they go back to the park to say hi to their former colleagues. At first, the dealers were suspicious of what Thomas and Anthony were getting into. But now they say they are really proud of the two for having escaped the dreadful park. Hopefully, for good. Daniel Pelz, DW, Berlin.